Okay, so we're talking about getting tested for HIV. How important is that for people that might not be feeling so well?
It's the most important thing in the world because if I had been wise and got tested when I was younger, then I wouldn't have got ill and nearly died. I wasn't diagnosed till I was 67, by which time I was very, very ill and I was given 48 hours to live. However, I did get better eventually, but it took a very long time. Now, if I had been as wise as I should have been when I was in like my early 50s, late 40s, I thought I was quite safe because I had passed the menopause and I couldn't get pregnant. So I thought, oh, I don't need protection. So I never gave it a thought. And I mean, they should, especially middle-aged people, people in middle life that haven't got a fear of pregnancy anymore, but do have a fear of STDs, and they should always wear protection. And if not, if they have unprotected sex, please get tested. It'll help you. Even if you are positive and they catch you early, it's much easier for you, it's much better. The tablets have a better chance of working so that the virus is contained. I mean, you can't hurt anybody else. Once they get that under control, there's very little chance of you passing it on. You can't pass it on. So that's what's really, testing is really the most important thing.
And take us back to when you were at your worst. Obviously, at that time, you didn't know you were HIV positive.
Yeah.
What kind of symptoms did you have? What were you going
Oh,
through?
I used to get colds, pneumonia, tired all the time. I didn't function properly. I was old before my time. And then my daughters got fed up with the doctors just saying, oh, it's just the flu, it's just the flu. So they demanded that I be taken to the hospital and discovered I was a lot more ill than anybody realised. And they said, oh, we've done all the tests, we don't know what to do, we can't find out why she's not getting better, but there's one test we haven't done and we can't do it without her permission. And they said, that's HIV test. And so I, after the about the Monday, they said, and they were talking to me and they said, look, we've done all the tests, we don't know what's wrong with you, but we haven't done the HIV test. And I went, oh, you can do that, it's no problem, I don't have that. And so they did the test and they came back and I says, they said, I'm very sorry, but you're positive. And I went, don't be silly, I'm too old, you don't get HIV at my age. And I was wrong.
Do you think that is one of the things that is a misconception out there, that it's
Yes.
still in these very specific categories, but in fact you're an example that it can happen to anyone?
That's right. It can happen to anybody, quite literally. I mean, I was just an ordinary woman and who had retired and I'd been carrying this illness, the doctor told me, for about 10, 15 years. So, it was, if I had got tested early, they would have seen that I had the disease and I wouldn't have got ill.
How did you feel when you were told you were HIV positive?
To be honest, I didn't feel anything. The only thing I did say was, right, okay, I want to tell my children, but I'm not going to tell them one at a time. I have five children. I says I want to tell them together. And my children have children, so you can imagine all these people coming into the hospital. And so I told them, and one of my sons swore and says, "Thank God it's not." Didn't say God. He said some the F word, which I hate. That it's not cancer, and I was quite relieved it wasn't cancer. But I didn't know that HIV couldn't be cured. See, that's the only flaw. It can't be cured. You have it for life, but you can live with it, and you can live with it quite well.
Did anyone ask you how you think you may have got HIV?
Oh, yeah, you get asked that question all the time, but I don't know.
Is that difficult?
Yeah, it's very difficult. It's one of the most difficult questions there is because if you get, say, if you get it through drugs, you're judged as a junkie. If you get it through sex, you're judged because then they think you're promiscuous, and that's the only way you catch it, isn't it? Drugs or sex. But I don't take drugs, so there was only one way I could have caught it.
And do you feel that the more you've come to live with the illness and the more people that you've met, those stigmas really are ringing true in the community of people that have HIV? It can be far-ranging.
Well, there shouldn't be any stigma. I mean, I'll tell you, you know, I'm not sorry I've got HIV. I've met the most amazing people and some of the best people, and they've got HIV. And I don't understand anybody. I know I've had trouble with people. I know a woman, she used to be my friend, and now she crosses the road when she sees me. I don't know what she thinks I'm going to do to her, but maybe she thinks I'll breathe on her and she'll get ill. But, you know, it's, I don't understand the stigma. I don't understand why people are like that. Because I can't hurt anybody. The only person I can hurt is myself, and that's by not taking my medication. But I can't hurt anybody else. My viral load is undetectable, and I'm not infectious. And if I was to have sex, I would use protection, so then anybody's completely safe. I mean, really, I can't do anybody any harm.
And how did that feel, having a, was it a close friend that...
Yes, she was. She was my friend for 35 years. And after I came out of the hospital, I had told her, she came up to visit me in the hospital when after I was diagnosed, and I told her what was wrong. And then when I came out of hospital, in the beginning, it's really hard. I didn't want to go out or do anything, but I thought, oh, I've got to get out of here. I've got to start doing things. So I phoned her. She picked up the phone. She says, hello. I says, hi, Mary, it's me. She says, who is it? I says, it's Rose. Oh, right. And she put the phone down.
And was that the last you heard?
That was the last I heard her. And then I met her daughters. Her daughters are lovely. Her daughters speak to me fine. And then she crossed the road when I was talking to her daughter.
I mean, that must feel...
Well, it's her loss, not mine.
And so tell us a little bit about living with HIV then. You come through the worst of how you were feeling, pneumonia, you got the diagnosis, and now you're on the medication, and I mean, you look a picture of health.
Yeah, well, I am a picture of health. I am completely healthy. I just live a normal life. I have a better social life than I ever had because I've met some amazing people, so we do amazing things. I just have a normal life, as long as I take my medication regularly, right? I take mine twice a day, but some people only take it once. But as long as I do that, I'm going to live to 102. I'm not going to die till 2042.
And your message to people would be, get that diagnosis, because here's a great example of how you can live life to the full.
Yeah. Get diagnosed, because you won't be sorry. And then it doesn't matter if you are unfortunately diagnosed with it. You can have a brilliant life. You can have a normal life. And look at me. I'll be here in another 30 years.
Okay, lovely. Was there anything else you wanted to say?
No, I don't think so. Just get tested, please. That's what you have to do.
Okay. And I suppose we should say, you know, it's not just, it's anyone really.
It's anybody. I mean, unless you're a nun, then you don't have to. But anybody, you know, that lives a normal life and they have a normal sexual life, they have, or even drug addicts, if they please share needles, please get yourself tested, because it doesn't matter if you take drugs, you can get help. But if they've got to catch it early. If they don't, then you'll be very, very ill. And it's not very nice. It really isn't very nice when you're ill.